Hey, what's up, ecosystem? Welcome back to ATI Auto Business, the car shipping business channel. My name is Jay. It is Friday. It is noon. It is time for Cars on the Move. It's time to talk about... This is, friends don't let friends haul cars when they're going out of business. Yay, that's so nice, Jay. Thank you so much. Do please leave a like, click share, click copy, grab the YouTube link. You can click plus save, watch this later. What are we talking about? Well, there it is. Two Bears says, David says, I talked to my buddy out of hauling cars. He wanted to do it. He had a ride with me for a week and he's out. Good. Well done, soldier. Now listen, hauling cars is a good business, a strong business. It's a big industry, but it's not easy. And there's been way too much. There are still videos. Now they're gone to TikTok. There are TikToks right now talking about how much money you're going to make. You'll be the first one to go out of business. You'll be the first one now in line to try to sell your trailer on Facebook. That's not where you want to be. Don't do that. Let's bring in Ty. You don't need me to say it. Hey, what's up, Daniel? Thanks for joining us today. Ty, can you see me and hear me okay?
I sure can. How about you? Can you hear me?
I can see you. I can hear you. You look good, man. How you doing?
You see this?
Dude, I like it.
Ooh.
It's nice.
I'm Ty. I'm the transport guy. I'm at America's Auto Auction Transport Parking Lot at Kansas City. America's Kansas City. Part of the Accelerate Group. I got here a little early. I went and talked to my friends. How was the sale this week? 900, give or take, 60%. How about the other sales? Because I know you guys watch the other sales. How are they? They were running less than 300 and their percent was a lot lower. So what am I talking about? Why is this important? Well, because on Cars on the Move on Friday, we talk about owning your own transport company. What is owning your own transport company? If you don't know, I got to spend last week at NIADA and it really was good because it confirmed a lot of things for me personally. One, car dealers go to auctions and buy cars. And when they can't go to auctions and buy cars, it creates a problem for them. Meaning, now they have to go get their cars another way, different direction. So, for years, I've always said, you don't need a load board and you don't need a dispatcher. All you need is a hand and a smile and a little bit of skill to talk, right? Like, what do you mean? I'm talking about market research. I'm talking about if you want to be in car hauling, there's a right way to do it, okay? And that's what we're here for. That's what ATI is here for. So when we talk about guys getting in the business and going out of the business, I want to be a car hauler and I want to be rich, we don't talk about that. But what we do talk about is the consigners and the remarketers. The consigners and the remarketers are probably going to have a problem. You know, I'll just be honest with you. I'm probably the only one saying that. And why am I saying it? Well, because consigners and remarketers all need one thing for sure. They need the vehicle to be gone. Did you hear that? The consigner, the wholesaler, the remarketer. Do you want to identify those? And why do we care about them? Well, because they're a real important part of the auction. They're a real important part of the transaction for dealers to sell cars to people, okay? So they get the cars from somewhere. Follow the money. Financial institutions, right? Lenders loan money for people to have cars. So dealers need to sell cars and after they sell a car, they've got to replace it. So I'm talking more along the lines of remarketers, consigners, auctions should really be paying attention to ATI right now because we're telling you in the next 3 to 6 months, you're going to have a problem getting your cars sold. And the reason we're telling you that is because carriers are dropping like flies, okay? Carriers are gone. The little guy that goes and picks up your two cars and brings them to wherever they need to go, that guy's going to be gone. He's leaving. He's not making enough money. He doesn't understand his business. He doesn't have relationships. And he's just what we call chasing money. So I'm telling remarketers, auctions, anybody that wants to listen, if you really are serious about getting your vehicles picked up and delivered where you want them, you should probably tune in more to ATI because it's going to be a problem in the near future. Okay. Back to you, Jay.
Yeah, and no, and that was wonderful, and a good recap there, because here's the thing, here's what we know. Some people are paying attention. What we got is lots of people watching secretly, some people paying attention, and then we've got a little bit of engagement. And what's interesting, it'll be interesting to see what happens as things swing more towards what you're saying and faster. Will it change the, like, okay, you guys were right? Because what's interesting, and I don't have to be right. I actually don't want to be right. I thought 5 years ago this was a good idea. Try to help educate the auto transport industry, right? Try to share what I thought I was learning. Try to share what I thought the network we were building, the people we were talking to. That seemed like a good idea 5 years ago. But all the get-rich-quick YouTubers and all that took off, went crazy, and now we're seeing them getting out. They've been getting out for about a year or two. And like you said, here's the problem. Man, this is the really nasty secret, is that the folks that are telling their clients, making all the promises, getting all the deals, getting all the volume, and then turn around and look for the carrier to actually move it, those guys are getting out of... Who's going to move your cars? Those rates are going to have to go back up. Will it happen in time? I don't know. I want you to also talk about... You were watching Dispatching Live yesterday, and there was a guy... Tell me more about that. What was your takeaway based on what you thought you were hearing for this guy's business prospects?
Well, number one, I love Dispatching Live on Thursdays, ATI, YouTube, ATI, the Car Shipping Business Channel. I love Dispatching Live with Sue. The reason I like it is because it really illustrates to me how much more important Friday is in cars on the move and owning your own business, because you get to see what it's like to find a load, what it's like to look at the rate of the load, how it's posted the wrong way, how there's all kinds of games, right? So there was a guy in the chat, and he was check out of Florida, two-car hauler. And, you know, I'm not here to make fun of anybody, but I'm just telling you, if you got two cars, you really don't want to go outside of about 100 miles, okay? So for a two-car guy asking, can I go more than a couple hundred, more than 100 miles, in my opinion, is just absolutely crazy, right? You're not going to make the kind of money you need. You can stay local, talk to local car dealers and local auctions, and make just as much money and still be at home. Does that make sense?
And,
it's a lot safer.
Well, and so if you're on the road, if you're that two-car and you're on the road, you're driving over the road competing with a nine-car, you have no real opportunities to build those relationships. And here's a secret. What were the car dealers talking about just moving cars in between their dealerships?
Yeah.
That's a ton of work.
That's huge. It is. There's a ton of work there. Then, okay, so it goes back to relationship, right? I think about VinQ. VinQ is anti-auction. I'm auction guy. But I look at VinQ. VinQ actually seems to be working for dealers. What does that mean? What I'm trying to tell you is that there are various avenues, actually, in my opinion, too many avenues for a dealer to source inventory. Follow that? And that, this is what we talk about, knowing your customer, knowing that relationship with your customer. If you go talk to a dealer and you say, how do you acquire your used car inventory? How do you get it, right? They're gonna say, I go to an auction. I've got some kind of digital platform that allows me to buy them out of driveways, whatever that is. Okay, then we start asking, how do you get them back to wherever you need them? The detail shop, the repair shop, whatever it is. Well, this is how we do it. My point is that it's changing. I keep saying it every Friday, it's changing.
No,
I'm right. Just telling
you. You get tired of saying it, don't you? Well, and so somebody right now, what's a VinQ? I put it in the live chat. VinQ is the name of a company that specializes in technology and dealers and vehicle acquisition. Well, Jay, that is just a snooze fest. Well, let me tell you something. The bigger companies that know what I just said is true are the ones going to the trade shows and getting the clients, and you end up working for them. That's how this works.
It's pretty brutal.
And you, and you think you own your own business.
Yeah, you think you're my ETA is my ETA.
Yeah, what? I want somebody to send me a fax the day they're sitting behind the real wheel realizing I don't own my own business anymore.
Exactly.
This sucks.
So one of the things I was thinking about after coming back from NIADA is this. If I did a little short 5-minute video, what would, after my whole trip to NIADA, what would it be about? It would be about, where do you find cars for your transport company, right? So where do you find cars? First, let's start. I want to haul cars. Okay, do you want to haul NOPS? That's no fun. I don't recommend it. You ever been to a Copart or an IAA? It's not fun. Okay. How about POVs? You want to do POVs? I personally don't. I would prefer to deal with a dealer versus Karen, okay, or Chad. Next is OEM. You want to haul new cars? Sure. Everybody wants to haul new cars. It's easy, right? It is easier. But the problem is that there's a lot of bureaucracy involved in hauling new cars. And usually you get hung with damage that you didn't do. And it's usually no less than $1,500. Okay. So my favorite that I love the most is the used car. The used car goes anywhere from buy here, pay here, BHPH. I learned that in NIADA. BHPH, buy here, pay here, all the way up to a 2021 with 5 miles on it, used car. 2022 with 10 miles on it, used car. The reason I prefer used cars is because things are changing, right? Jay and I were just talking about this the other day. I mean, Toyota slashes production. Everybody's slashing production, right? There's this big talk about you don't go to the dealership and buy a car anymore. Are you guys paying attention to this? This is real.
No,
Ty.
Drive
to your local car dealership and look for new cars.
Ty,
just check it out.
Ty. Just give me a load board.
That's fine.
The load board is in my doing that to him.
I know. Well, here's
the
thing.
It's so fun.
Those nightmare stories that you watch on Thursday Dispatching Live, those are still real when you have your own client. Does that make sense? You're still going to get to the auction. You're still going to can't find the key, can't find the gate pass. But the beautiful part is that the problem's still the same problem. It's just now you have a direct channel to resolve it versus I got to call my dispatcher. Then I got to wait for my dispatcher to get a hold of the guy who gave me the car. Then I got to wait for that guy to get a hold of the customer. Now I'm waiting for three people to get one thing accomplished. That if I had my own business, if I own my own client base, I could pick up the phone. Bob, where's the gate pass? Oh, I forgot. I was going to the titty bar and I forgot to do. Okay. Can you get it for me? Yeah.
Wow. That is so 80s. When is the, yeah. By the way, oh man, it's too much fun. I tell you what.
Or the casino, maybe the casino.
Right, there we go. Okay. We need to come up with a new, what's the new titty bar? Okay, Jay.
Casino.
Oh, casino, that works. Yeah. We can say
it's
that.
Just real life, okay? You get, after you're done buying the cars, I'm a dealer, but I'm not like, that wasn't my business. What I'm telling you is a guy can come and buy cars all day. That's actually more work than you know. And then when he's done, it's like, how do you not know what you bought? Well, they do it every day and every week. You just lose track. And they're in a hurry to catch a plane, or they're in a hurry to get back because they got to sell more cars. Whatever the case may be, there is always going to be a problem. I can't find the car. I can't find the gate pass. The keys are missing. There's no air in the tire. I need a jump box. There's a problem. They're doing construction today because this is where they're going to have. Can you see around me, by the way?
Yeah. What's going on? Yeah.
Okay, they're doing construction. This right here area behind me right here, this is where you're going to have the concert coming up. Remember the guitars?
Oh, get out of here. Really?
Yeah. So they put it out here. Now, this is cool, though, because this is new. So over here,
yeah, I see
inside
a lot of
the gate.
Okay. Yeah.
Over there, can you see the garages?
Yeah.
Okay, on the other side, they're taking out the asphalt and making it fresh and new for the big concert. Now, this is smart. I love this. They're taking they're calling millings. I don't know if you've ever heard of millings, but so they take this machine and it grinds up this asphalt that takes it down 1 inch, 2 inches, whatever you want to call it. They take the millings and they're putting it over here. See this?
They're going to start an like another lot?
Yeah, it's a new parking lot.
Wow.
It's for employee parking, and especially when we have the concert because there's no place to park. But I think that's called recycling, and it's beautiful, and I love it.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get to see this.
Oh, yeah. Oops. That package got there on time.
FedEx, man. Did I ever show you the arrow in the FedEx sign? You want to see it real quick?
Oh, yeah, yeah. My kids love that. Like, okay. Dad.
So we've got a special guest today.
Oh, see yeah. There arrow? It is. Man, that is so smart. You know, it's a lot like the, I think there's like...
I need to see that.
Yeah, sometimes you can spot like sexual positions in the ice cubes of, okay, Jay, this is a Friday show. All right, so let's do this.
We're owning our own business today.
Yeah, well, you know, we got to do something. It's the auction transport parking lot. Who do we
wait,
have?
Wait, okay, I want, we got a special guest.
This is you.
Back to,
you
I'm going to wrap up last weekend. I want to be a car hauler. Where do I find cars? So as we talk, as we have these relationships with all of our friends, and we do this and we do that, I sent two, by the way, two this week. Hey, look, there's a little one tonner and a little four car Kaufman.
Oh,
look,
yeah. There you go.
I'm rolling in hot.
Oh, come on. It's another wedgie.
Come on. Oh, look behind me. I got a Stinger. See the Stinger?
Oh, yeah. Nice. Okay, now we're talking.
Old school. Boydston.
Yeah, Boydston.
Super trucker right there.
I was just going to say super trucker. You beat me to it.
Yeah. Okay. So here, our friends at Pre-Owned Auto Logistics. I've sent two carriers to them this week. Ty, why do you send carriers to Pre-Owned Auto Logistics instead of telling them to go get their own customers like you always do? Well, because some people aren't going to do that. And there actually are. We actually have a relationship with brokers that I really trust. I know you're like, Ty, nobody trusts the broker. I spend a lot of time with these guys, and I really believe they do care. So, Pre-Owned Auto Logistics, if you want to work for a good broker, a load board of some kind, call 417-483-2764. Ty, that's me. And we'll talk about it. Okay. Pre-Owned Auto Logistics gang is pretty cool. I like those guys a lot. Next is, I want to talk. So in this potential crisis for carriers that I think is real, I'm excited to have today's guests. And the reason is because Candy with Seaport Services has amazing experience, and she really knows what's going on at the port. Let's bring Candy on. What do you say?
All right. So I think she's here. Candy, can you?
Hey. Happy Friday. It's Happy Candy. Friday. Hey, we made it for real this week.
We're here. It's been a long time. What's happening?
Good God Almighty.
Oh, man.
All right. Candy, I am live from Heckscher Drive.
Heckscher Drive.
Live okay, from Heckscher
Drive? Heckscher Drive. That's the main drag. State Route 105 that all the car carriers use to come into the port. That is the only road that they, the last road to the port. So I just saw RCA. He's out of Deltona. He's already offloaded at the port this morning, and he's probably headed somewhere around town to load up to head back toward the Orlando area. Saw Max Transportation. Richard, he runs Atlanta to Jacksonville dedicated. I just saw him cutting across Heckscher Drive to go into the port to get offloaded. And that's where I'm at in my day, port running.
Whoa, that sounds like a show.
Are you in Jacksonville?
Yeah, I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. Right on the north side near the Daines Point Bridge. We've got the Blunt Island Terminal over here. So any of the cars, like Nissan Infiniti still here, Volkswagen, Audi, Bentley, Porsche, and all the used cars for export to the Middle East and Africa. So we get a lot of used volume coming in on that side.
This is where I think some of our people that watch our show don't realize the connections we have. I was thinking about the auction sales rep today that has to deal with the the foreign buyer. Is that, am I saying that right, Candy?
Yeah, it's a foreign buyer. You know, that's what the title, a lot of the title clerks refer to it as.
A foreign buyer.
But yeah,
what's a foreign buyer? What is that?
It's a foreign buyer, like another word, is export dealer, but it's not always a dealer. It could be an individual purchasing vehicles from here, but most of the time they're dealers. They are abroad in other countries. They may have buyers here in the States that actually go to the auctions or do on-site inspections for them, but most of the time they are outside of the U.S. They're in another country, and they may have dealerships. They may be wholesalers, but they have dealerships or facilities where they're set up and in play to export the cars overseas by boat, by ship.
Right. So if there's an auction that either deals with a foreign buyer who's online or the buyer that they send to the auction, I would suspect it would be helpful if the auction knew how to get a hold of Candy. Because I would suspect that the foreign buyer may or may not know which port to go to and how to get it to the port. Is that normal or not normal?
Well, most of them, you know, traditionally, a lot of the wholesale dealers, export dealers, this has been passed on. They've been doing it for generations. A lot of people don't know they exist in a lot of different spectrums, even in the used car, rental car market, you know. Because of the volume, they stay low and they get their business done. They don't have to advertise in this market here because that's not their client. That's not their customer. So you may never know they exist. A lot of them are just true wholesale, true dealers that operate in an export capacity. So for a lot of years, they've already learned, you know, what to do, how to handle business and navigate through the ports. They have a lot of relations and connections, but I love meeting new ones, but we have a lot of solid old ones that we've had relationships for 15, 20 years.
So I've been to your facility, Fay Road, right?
3701.
How do I remember that?
The good numbers.
3701 Fay Road, Jacksonville, Florida. I've been to your place. So occasionally, okay, now just so everybody knows.
Yeah, but have you been to Chowder Ted's, huh?
Have you been to Chowder Ted's?
Chowder Ted's is good. That's where all the port workers go. Like, it's right across the street from the entrance. It's like a little secret, too, because big trucks can't get down there. So you kind of have to know.
Well, the reason that I really appreciate Candy and Seaport Services and the services that Seaport Services provides offers is because Candy has a real passion for the independent carrier. A lot like Jay and I, actually. Is that true, Candy? Do you really care about the little car hauler guys?
I do. You know, I appreciate the experience. I do in so many different ways. Right. You always learn something, bro. Like, you can learn the same thing 50 different ways and all of them be on point.
Well, and this, because Candy and I, we stay in touch, Jay. I don't know if you know that, but Candy and I stay in touch. And one of the things Candy and I talk about a lot is the carrier. And how do we help the carrier survive? It's not succeed right now, it's survive.
Survive, succeed, you're right about that. Shoot.
Right now, if we can just maintain, we're doing really well. But it's fun to talk to Candy because Candy gets to actually engage with these carriers, right, Candy?
Oh yeah, exactly. That's my real family. You know, you dealt with some of them, watch them grow from no trucks, one truck to 10 trucks, 20 trucks, you know, like for real.
Hey,
and a lot of them, English isn't their first language. You know, you just got to have tenacity and balls.
We got a live chat question. Check this out. Okay. CC Transport in Jacksonville asking, is there a lane for enclosed transport?
Yeah, the one that you create and make. It always is out of Jacksonville because you've got Bentley, you've got Porsche. I mean, I'm just speaking from the ports, but you've got Tesla. So as I think the first piece would be for an enclosed driver to know who his customer is and then put a name to that customer. It might be an OEM, it might be a dealership, it might be a franchise name or individuals, and decide if that's something you're going to task and take on independently, building up your repertoire, or just go into the OEMs or go into the big carriers that already have those big enclosed that have the contracts that need little guys to run with them.
Good. Hey, you know, good. Actually, I just want to say this. Isn't that one of the problems? Because I was just before the show, I was sharing a video where somebody was saying, working for other people's for the birds, not going to do that. It's part of the mentality. But like you just said, why are you going to drive up to Bentley headquarters and say, I'm your new transport company, when there's already companies that have those contracts but still need carriers and subhaulers?
Very true. And it's a lot of that mentality. That's the mentality, man. You know, and I get it, but there's a mentality that comes with having more than one truck, having a small fleet, having a large fleet. You know, those mentality shifts, I think it gets rid of that cocky kind of statement like that, or that maybe not even cocky, but maybe like one track thinking that that's as simple as that. It's levels to this.
I'll just follow up. Like you're going to be, let's say you're an Uber driver and you're just going to go walk up to McDonald's headquarters. Hey, listen, I'm the best Uber driver around. I deliver food. It's just me in a car. I can take care of it. Come on, man.
Show and prove. Yeah, look at the, like, it's too many ways to network. Like, I guess I don't want to name drop, but like, we know who hauls and clothes. Yeah, Masney, for, I'm just speaking on Jacksonville. Masney represents, they've got clean equipment, good drivers. They come through. These are the silent killers. So the little guy, they kind of look at us like it's entertainment when you make statements like that. There's nothing backing that up, because if there were, that wouldn't be the statement that you were making. If a one truck carrier, if a five truck carrier, you know, has that mentality, then what else do you have to have with that to put it into, to manifest something, to be a reliable? Like, these companies been in business before we was born. They didn't get there overnight. So it's not to say that you can't, but what about all the pieces that lead up to that, mastering those things? So that's how I look at it.
Exactly. And Candy, you actually move cars too, right?
Yeah, we do local short moves. And not to tell my whole business model, we've got really long-standing relationships with brokers, carriers, freight forwarders, who look for carriers, who look for one truck carriers, two truck carriers, who are going to represent and uphold them. They're going to pay you to actually move their cargo, and they're going to build relationships with you so that you always enjoy the experience of moving their cargo and not try to steal or solicit or put your business ahead of their business. You know, that video we did about the brokerage video. I mean, we watched some of them, but it's a lot of independent drivers who actually want to operate in a broker capacity. And I think that's highly commendable and respectable, but it's not the first step unless that's actually your business model. If you're a carrier, I love carrier brokers, because that to me exemplifies what it means to be an OEM, to understand the different dynamics in logistics and moving cars. You got to be ballsy to be a carrier broker and have other companies still respect and trust the integrity of you to do business with you. So.
Well, and that's kind of one of the things I always teach is become a carrier and get so much work that you can't keep up with yourself, and then become a broker and start brokering this out. As you're building that relationship, as you're building that book of business, that you can't keep up with, you should also be making friends with these guys out here in the transport parking lot. Where are you? Who are you? Where are you from? How long you been doing it? My name's Ty, right? And as you get to know these guys and you find out where their lane is and what they're doing, as you grow your business, now you have the ability to, what I call, mentor other people. And I think, again, this is why Candy and I get along so well, is Candy genuinely has a mentor heart, a servant heart and a mentor heart. Candy, how do we get a hold of you, Candy? What's the best way? If somebody's maybe watching this today, tomorrow, next month, next year, and they want to talk to Candy, how do you get a hold of Candy?
Well, I've got a phone number, but I ain't going to lie. If you ain't talking about money right then and there, something that's on the fly, like we got to handle right there because we're dealing right here now, problems, issues, then the best way is to email, to send me an email so that that way, if it's a question, I can answer it there. If it's the need to have a conversation, you know, to consult, all those things are optional, but at least you get your point across. Because if we talk during the business day, you're going to probably be upset that you call me. Because if it's not a here and now thing, we're here at the port. We're here and now. Yeah. We have real problems, real cargo getting rejected, drivers running around threatening to put customers and clients, cargo and storage in the river, all kind of stuff. And it's hot. It's July, baby. Welcome to July. It's hot as hell, okay? So it's nothing but straight act up.
And now it's jacksportstorage@gmail.com, right?
That's correct. jacksportstorage@gmail.com.
And I can't help it. I mean, we all know this. Your ELD's going crazy, and someone else is calling you, and you're trying to load a car, and the wheels won't go the right way. And then somebody calls you, is like, hey, I want to talk to you for like 30 minutes about like business strategy. I'd love to,
call me for that.
I know. I realize we made a video, but I know I don't have the moment right now. So email me that one. Please email me that one. But please do email me, right? We all do like to get emails from people with questions.
True.
It's just not not a phone call.
Because it means you thought about it, like you just didn't.
I like the emails. I love them.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I want to play a game here real quick. You guys want to play a game with me?
Sure.
Yeah, I love it.
It's called Am I a Broker or a Carrier? Ready? I just made this up. It's obvious. All right.
Okay.
We're adding a new wing to our building. Am I a broker or a carrier?
Broker.
Okay. And we're selling our trailer because we're worried about fuel prices. Am I a broker or a carrier?
Carrier.
Okay. That was pretty easy, right?
Give me a good one.
And I know it was harsh too, but that's where we're at. And Ty and I know that nobody wants to talk about this. And what's really interesting is, while you're busy adding another wing to your building, and I got it yesterday on Dispatching Live, Devil's Advocate said, hey, I can charge whatever I want to my customer. Why do I need to compensate the carrier? That's not my problem. Interesting perspective.
What?
Yeah.
Maybe I missed something.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat it. So a Devil's Advocate for a broker said, why am I the bad guy if I can charge my customer three times what I pay the carrier? If the carrier takes, am I the bad guy?
I don't think it's the bad. Exactly. I think it's part jealousy, and I know we'll get into that, but it's part jealousy. Everybody's business model is different, and a lot of carriers throw shade because they're getting work from brokers. I think a lot of brokers sometimes don't respect the actual work that the carrier is doing, that if said carrier would take time and just on the weekends or set up a business plan to be more strategic in his carrier situations, that there would be less brokers, but there would be definitely more respect and communication and rapport with the carrier broker. Because I think a lot of brokers have now gotten comfortable with just saying, oh, he's just a truck driver. Oh, she's just a truck driver. And man, my fat butt out there, get on that trailer. That chunk ain't no punk. I think every broker should, every carrier should be a broker and vice versa. Because how can you respect other people's business models if you don't do it?
That's it. Because and who's cranking out newbies faster? Are there more new brokers entering all the time or more new carriers?
I believe broker. I mean, right. I don't know. It's probably 50-50.
It is.
Yeah. Right. Because everybody thinks they can hustle.
But who has a better chance of making it?
Honestly. Carrier.
I think the broker does
really?
Too.
I think if the broker knows, if the carrier turned into a broker, right? And the carrier was trained properly, I think that's what a big problem comes in. If the carrier is trained on more than just one operational load board, then the mentality of the carrier would exist in a broker perspective better. It would be, then I don't think it would be so disrespectful when you talk to these brokers and you learn what they're making, because now you know what goes into the dynamics of getting that customer, you know, chum in the water, I call it, finding your client,
chum in the water,
but more
dude.
So respecting and building that relationship with your client, you know.
But see, Ty, I know what you're saying. Who has more potential?
When you have a carrier, yeah, but it feels better when you have a carrier that respects your relationships enough to know I'm going to respect this because it may not be mine, but I'm getting paid off of it. And this is what I need to learn to go get my own.
So here, let's play. Okay, we're still playing. Am I a carrier or a broker? Ty, who has more potential for success?
I guess we would have to determine what is success, but...
Well, it's carrier.
Because if you go long-term...
They're the ones that do the work.
Long-term, I think a broker has more potential for success, but... I'm always going to be with the carrier because if the carrier does it right, the carrier is the broker.
The broker. Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, who has better tools today?
The broker.
The broker has better tools today.
Tools is how do we get the car, this thing, from here to here?
And your broker
tools will not get that done.
How do you get that car? Who has the car right now?
The broker.
Well, the shipper, the client, has the car. Who's better at getting to the client and the shipper?
Better?
Today.
The broker is more accessibility.
Who's adding a wing to their building again?
Yep, exactly.
Exactly.
True.
There are no carriers adding wings to their buildings, right? I mean.
Yeah. Maybe few.
Well, I added plenty of wings when I was growing my fleet. Yeah, another shop, another office. You just keep growing. If you do it right, it's doable. But I'm just saying, if you said, Ty, you want to be a broker or a carrier today, starting right now, because of my life experience, I would probably lean more towards broker. But if I didn't know what I know, I would definitely go with carrier. Because carrier, ultimately, in my mind, if you play it right, has the actual power, the real power. See that trailer over there?
And Timothy says it in the live chat. They have the assets. Now, I'm not trying to start a fight, but broker versus carrier exists, it's real, and that's what gets talked about at the Fuel Island. And what's really interesting is in an attempt to divert broker versus carrier, somebody decided to throw dispatcher under the bus, and everybody's just rolling over this guy. And once we delete all the dispatchers, we're still going to come back to the original problem, broker versus carrier.
It's going to be tougher then, too, because the dispatcher is the unsung hero.
That's right.
Dispatchers operate in a capacity from a carrier and a broker mindset, back and forth all day long. That's the real MVP right there.
And isn't it funny, in a world where we're all in this together, we're ready to delete the janitor? God, well done, society. Ty.
I'm still going with, if I you know, and we I love to talk about carrier. I love to talk about broker, but I'm not going to get off my hey, remarketing gang, consigner gang, auction gang, dealer gang. This conversation that's probably putting you to sleep too, it will affect you soon. It will.
How do you predict it affecting first, primarily, like just from the lack of communication, the lack of carrier moving into technology, being comfortable with the technology?
My opinion is one, okay, Jay and I see it all the time. I talk to people all the time. Lack of business strategy, right? There's a lack of understanding the ecosystem. What are we doing here? And then you add fuel, low rates, high insurance premiums. And really the one that makes me the most excited is how fragmented acquiring cars has become. Like, for example, which I'm excited about. These guys, too, by the way, Work Truck Solutions. Here's another alternative for a guy who wants trucks to find trucks. You got our buddy Sky Hallman, One Auction View. He's a place. You got your physical auctions. You've got your online auctions, ACV, Backlot Cars. You got AutoSled. You got Super Dispatch. You got Central Dispatch. You got Jay, who shows a picture of a dude's phone that has how many apps to find a car, right? So as a what I'm trying to tell the consigner, the remarketer, the shipper is this: your carrier guy that you've counted on doing the job for cheap, he's going to be gone. You will not have him. So now what are you going to get? You're going to get guys who can't afford insurance but will still move the car for you.
And then you get a TikTok of a Lambo crunching.
crunching into the Lambo.
Welcome to the party, pal.
So I'm just saying, we're here to help. We're here to help from the guy who doesn't know what he's doing to the big guy who says, how come I can't get my cars moved? That's where we're at. We smile the whole time. We're happy.
We're loving it. We're having so much fun.
Candy's the best. Seaport Services.
Yes, I'm here.
Candy, we really appreciate you. We love you. And if you haven't had enough candy, which nobody has, Tuesday night, Candy's with us for a Start Hotshot Car Hauling business cycle. This is I worked really hard on trying to figure out how to encapsulate what in the world we're talking about. I started with piles of money in a basement. Then I moved on to like a game board with gold bars. We're now at like we're in the boardroom, and nobody wants to see this up. Oh, crash. But that is happening now. And what's really weird, we didn't plan this. We were already going to do that show. But the videos are popping out of the woodwork of what we started saying years ago. It's almost like we were too right. Do you feel bad that we were so right, Ty?
I don't. Nope. Probably never will. That's what's nice about when you tell the truth. Why would you feel bad?
But aren't we supposed to feel bad because we're going through all this, you know, like you get kicked out of the auction for like just trying to like report the news, or like getting ignored by folks that we know keep opening the email week after week after week, and they just will never cough up a like. You know, I had to post on LinkedIn this morning, ATI Auto Business, not your granddaddy's super trucker car hauling CB channel. I mean, what else can we say to explain? We're really here trying to help. It sucks if we're annoying you, but we're trying to help you.
It's the short attention span. Like, well, it's just the ability. I think we all have went a lot of our lives thinking that we weren't good multitaskers. So when you start having to utilize the technology to get loads, to ship loads, to drop off loads, to do inspections, to do everything and drive and keep all those things up to date to stay in business as a one truck or a small fleet type of organization, then you really realize that you're not a great multitasker like you thought. You just don't get things done.
And it, I mean, as an owner operator behind a wheel, you almost can't multitask enough.
Yeah. I mean, it's that's where I think it's coming up short. You're giving efforts to do it, to get it done, but a lot of times it's just hard to see things through, you know, other than what's right there in front of you. And that's the one. That's why a lot of brokers, I got a nice lady, she's a freight forwarder, and she's calling because sometimes as a broker, all you have, the one thing about that phone is you're sitting behind a desk, you're not in the truck, you can't physically do it. So you start learning the ability to use your voice to push and bully the situation. Or really, sometimes you just, new carriers, you just have to keep up with them like that because they haven't developed that code of just being honest and transparent. They haven't worked the balls up to do that. So the brokers actually just push to try and get the information they need to support having that great customer that they have. So I think a lot of technology has did that. Independently, it stopped a lot of brokers from having to stalk call the drivers.
Well, there's another one. Nobody wants to be on GPS, and then and the sauce, the complete disaster in the sausage making process is just so out of control that, you know, I saw like a headline, thinking of quitting, so is your CEO. Everyone's just exhausted.
Oh, that's good. That was good.
And you know, I saw another headline that the white collar jobs are maxed out. Somebody is going to have to switch from white collar to blue collar, right? Somebody's going to have to. Good, right? And you think about it, right? You've lost so much blue collar work, whether it's a lifeguard or whatever it is. Everybody wants to be white collar. Well, I don't know if the world needs another white collar worker at the moment. We need some more blue collar workers. You might have to switch that collar.
You know, I was thinking about, I had a good idea.
I don't think anybody says that on LinkedIn. Oh my God, I just got canceled on LinkedIn.
Come on, shut up, Jay.
I ain't switching a collar.
Well, I can mess up. may have some CEOs and COOs thinking, let's move some of them down here.
Hey, at least we got past the pride collar finally. Fuck yeah. Don't even get me started
switch
on that.
Switch your collar. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Here's Mazny leaving the port right now. Big reloaded.
Yeah.
So,
can I say hi to one of my car hauler friends?
Okay. Yeah.
You should. Yeah.
Well, I want to say hello. This is my shout out to one of the best relocation companies and to a highly respectable carrier. I got three of them. So, it's number one. Brody Cargo. Brody Cargo, they're relocation specialists from dealing with Puerto Rico, Jacksonville, like internationally.
Oh, she just got canceled.
Oh,
we lost you, Candy. But we did get shout out Brody Cargo in the live chat.
She'll be back.
Yeah, she'll be right back.
We can watch somebody load cars while we're standing around.
Oh, yeah, that's always. It's just, you know, like they say, kids are like, I like satisfying videos of, like, ice cream being poured. I call loading cars a satisfying video. Hey, what's up, Candy?
Here we go. This is going to be it. Go ahead, Candy, keep talking. We'll use me on the video.
Yeah.
Wait, okay. Say what?
It
cut out on me.
So Ty will be the background, and we want to hear you talking while we watch a car loading. Go. Take it away, Candy. Yeah, take it away, Candy.
So I'm Brody, watching a car load?
Oh, yeah, no, Brody, keep talking. Brody Cargo. Awesome. Yeah, Brody Cargo.
Okay, no, there. Okay, so it's a lot of things that go wrong. But when I say wrong, most of the time it's just off key. It's not that it's wrong, it's just not synergistic. So relocation specialists actually hook all those pieces. It's like taking an all-inclusive vacation where you go, oh, I can book this on Travelocity for $25.99, and then I can book the rental car and the airplane, and you end up paying $9,000. You know, and you go, oh, I saved $12. So, wow, not counting the 24 hours that you spent trying to make this trip come together. Relocation specialists actually pull all of it together in one synergistic format, and you don't even see what really happened. It's like it never happened, but your car got from here to there, like bada bing, bada boom. So that's what's commendable to me with a relocation specialist. Hold on, I'm going through security right now.
Nice shot, Ty. I'm liking it. It
Hello,
is very satisfying.
Today? No drugs, no weapons, no farm contraband. Thank you. And ports. Thank you. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. And my other company, this company is a small company. They're kind of crazy a little bit. They're, how can I preface this? Swift Arrow Transport. They're my favorite guys ever. If you ever seen Swift Arrow loading at a truck stop, I mean, at a port, anywhere, you hear them before you see them. They just crazy loud, and they really, really love car hauling. They have fun. Been passionate about it for so long. So if you see Swift Arrow Transport, they run Atlanta, Jacksonville, Tennessee. But all those dudes are so righteous. I love them. So.
You know what I like that you just did, too? I just want to say that this is actually great. Just to hear these company names. Ty, do you know in the live chat on Tuesday nights, I'm dying for company names.
Yeah.
I wish everybody would just put their company name in. If nothing else.
Yeah.
We need to hear these names, right? Because the big the companies that are adding wings to their buildings.
Call for that.
We all know those names.
They call them too. Yeah. Like right now I'm in the port. You got, this is the own operator, Tarman's Trucking. He's got a Kaufman 5 car mini with a...
Tireman's Trucking?
He's got a 350. Got out of Georgia. This guy right here, he's here to load. He's loading import cars. Going, I know where he's going. I ain't going to tell his business, but this is my auto carrier. You know, and he's about to load up.
All right, final thoughts, you guys. We're getting up to the hour. Ty?
Hang on a second.
I got my quick final thought.
Final thought for Ty is it's 4th of July weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You got my number, 417-483-2764. I'm here to help. And go talk to car dealers. That's what I always say. Go do that. Go do more of that. Okay, Candy, you get the last.
Okay, drivers, keep respecting and building rapport and relationships with your own customers, clients, and brokers, freight forwarders. Do respectable things, commendable things, and they will appreciate you. You'll learn how to maybe model some of your business practice after what they've been successful at doing and not feel comfortable throwing shade at them for doing it so well.
All right, my final thought is break out of your vertical.
There you go.
I'm not saying you got to change everything right now. You got to make money. You got to do what you got to do. But in your mind and in your spare time, break out of your vertical. Don't let us always bring up company names and technologies you've never heard of thinking it's just trivia. It's not. There's a reason companies are going out of business. It's because they didn't learn enough while they were working. That's what I believe.
Well,
there you have it. Candy, thank you. Jay, thank you.
Thank you so much,
guys,
everybody.
Have a good week.
Happy 4th of July. All right.
Have a good day.
Take the weekend off, everybody. All right, cool. all right. That is the end of our Friday show. As you know, please do be sure to join us Tuesday night when we come back after the holiday. Start Hotshot Car Hauling Business Cycle. It's not going to be a happy topic, but what we're going to do is we're going to take a look back It's time to... And by the way, none of these are personal attacks. This is not a personal thing. This is a look at industry, what's happened. What has been happening? And I think we're seeing a turn. I think you're going to see more videos about being careful than ever before. Because it has been a free-for-all. 5 years ago, it was get rich, get rich, get rich. Oh my goodness. Almost nobody could hear us talk because get rich was so loud. That's changed. We've seen many get-rich-quick YouTubers leave the business. The videos are still here. Wonderful. But, and we're not happy. I mean, we don't want the industry to go through this major downturn, but, well, anyways, that's the backdrop. So, please do join in Tuesday night. I know, I always end this show on such a downer. It's probably why everybody jumps off right before I wrap up. But, I do want everybody to enjoy their 4th of July weekend and have a 4th of July weekend. I don't want folks to be freaking out at Copart at the end of Friday and it affects their whole weekend. I actually had a 4th of July weekend as a dispatcher where I still had a driver stuck in Virginia Beach calling me to get a hold of a forklift driver over the weekend. No, man, let's not do that. Come on. So find a way to wrap up the week. Enjoy the weekend, and we're entering, today's the first day of the third quarter of 2022, so we just crossed through the first half. Hold on, bit of a rocky ride here coming up in second half of 2022, but here's the deal, here's the really good news. You can think about this when you're watching the fireworks. Remarketers, dealers, auctions, OEMs, all are going to need good car haulers more than ever before. So if you can keep it together, talk to people, learn what's happening in the marketplace, the technology changes, the company changes, get outside of your vertical, get outside of your social media, get outside of whatever that message is that keeps popping up in your feed and you're just eating on it like it's nobody's business, break out. Try something new. Please. I'm begging you, because we still want you in business. Don't haul cheap freight. Never say you'll do it for less. If they won't negotiate, look for something else. Long mile, short dollar. So find a local run. Stay close to home. Save your business, please. We need you. Thank you so much. It's ATI, Auto Business. My name is Jay. I'm your host. We'll see you next week. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much.